أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل ينظرون إلا أن يأتيهم الله في ظلل من الغمام والملائكة وقضي الأمر وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. Moving on to verse 210. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the disbelievers. Allah says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ. They are waiting for nothing more except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them in domes of clouds and the angels come to them. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. And the matter will then be decided. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. And unto Allah do all matters return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the disbelievers, Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invited them and called them and invited them, and they did not accept the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems as if all that they are waiting for right now is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his appearance in domes of clouds. Referring to the day of Qiyamah, Allah speaks in the manner in which Allah will make his appearance. In a lengthy hadith under this ayah, Ibn Kathir alayhi rahmah, he has narrated the hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, people will be gathered on one plane, on the plane of Arafah, on the plane of Asham, and they will all be anxious, wanting to know what will happen. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go and he'll fall into sajda, into prostration, asking Allah to make his appearance so that the reckoning may commence. The first sky will split and all the angels from that heaven will come down. The second heaven will split, the third heaven will split, the fourth heaven will split. Like this, all the heavens will split right up to the seventh heaven. The carriers of the arsh, they will then come down. And then he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his appearance fi dhulalin min al-ghamam, in domes of clouds. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to over here. Wal malaika, Allah says the angels too, every single angel will come, and of course they far outnumber the human race. Wa qudhiya al-amru, and the matter shall be decided, and unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all affairs return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sal bani Israel, sal, ask the Israelites, the children of Israel, kam ataynahum min ayatin bayyina, ask them of how many clear evidences, clear signs, clear miracles we had given them. We have spoken about all the different privileges and evidences and proofs that were sent to Banu Israel, to the Israelites, but despite that they remained an arrogant people. So Allah says, ask them, ask the Jews residing in Medina. وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ. And whosoever will change, and he shall alter the bounty of Allah after it comes to him, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Then indeed Allah says that Allah is severe in punishment. This is referring to the bounty of the Torah. They changed it when the Torah came to them. They changed the rules and the laws of Torah. And today also, Allah has given us a pure Qur'an. Allah has given us a pure Sharia. There are those who attempt and who seek to change it, changing the laws, changing the Qur'an, interpreting it in such a way that it suits a person's desire and it suits a person's way of thinking. Allah says, whoever shall change this bounty of Allah, which Allah has given to them, which has come to them from Allah, then certainly that person should know that Allah is severe in punishment. May Allah grant us the understanding.